comics,
movies,
music,
video games,
technology,
Blu-ray,
television.
This is the HHW LOD Podcast Network.
Toy rappers calling out my name to bring the boy backwards, shooting air balls at the basket. What you call money? I paid more in taxes. I got Crown King down in Africa, out in Nigeria. Do you have any idea? Sold out shows, out in Seoul, Korea. Joburg, Dublin, Tanzania. Lunch with Mandela, dinner with Cavalli. Still got time to get water out to everybody.
We are now recording, and this is Out Now with Aaron and Abe. I am Aaron, and as always, this is
Abe.
Out Now is a film podcast with Abe and I discussing new movies weekly. We also bring a discussion about the latest movie trailers, box office results and predictions, callbacks to past films similar to the main film of the week, games and other fun stuff. Exclamation point. This is episode 87, our first, I think, numbered episode in quite some time, Abe.
I think it's been like 2 weeks.
More than 2 weeks. It's been
more than 2 weeks.
Like, it's been before Christmas that we did a numbered episode.
Oh my gosh.
And to bring in the new year with numbered episodes, we have we brought a woman back to this podcast by popular fan. currently staking out Ryan Gosling's home, Zoe OMG, it's Leah Ducey.
Yay! That's me.
It is you. And you're here. How are you doing?
I am here. Yeah, good. Very good.
Great. And that's all. Some people might be expecting
there's gonna be three of us.
Some people might be expecting another guest. They're not going to get it. We just have three.
That's too bad.
You know what they say? Four is a crowd. They say that. I changed it to that. So we're going to talk about Gangster Squad today. That's the plan. And but before we get to Gangster Squad, we got some announcements here. I asked out on the old Facebook page and on Twitter what people's favorite gangster movies were, and I got some responses, so I just wanted to read those out. Izzy said Carlito's Way. I like that movie quite a bit, actually. Scott Mendelson, he wrote, I know I'm supposed to say The Godfather or Goodfellas, but hell, I'm going to say Dick Tracy. Another good movie. Brandon Peters, he did say Godfather. A reason he likes 1/2, James Caan. Let's see. Manish wrote Goodfellas. And Jeanette wrote Godfather. So there you go. Gangster movies. Yeah.
Gangster.
Yep. And let's see. One more shout out. We had a new like on the Facebook page. And I said I'd shout out his site if he sent it over, because he says he has a blog. This is from Tim Burnham, nerdinthenoke.blogspot.com. It's a film site. It's a cool one. I checked it out.
Hey, so, Tim.
Yeah. There you go. Shout out.
What's up, bro?
Proving what, once again, the easiest way to get mentioned on the podcast is simply by, you know, writing a very simple statement to us.
And the reason why that is because we don't get a lot of email.
Yeah, we don't get emails, though. outnowpodcast@gmail.com. Cool to get.
Yeah.
Like to read them. iTunes reviews and ratings, also good to get those. Helps out the show, helps you out. I don't know how it helps you. Oh, it makes you feel better, I guess, right? Give you
karma.
It adds,
imaginary
it
points.
Adds to your, yeah.
Exactly. Like, I know iTunes is not, like, the most, like, oh, man, this is so much fun rating things at iTunes. But it does help. It's not too hard. So, what about the show? What happened just now? The Golden Globes is finished. That's when we're recording this. We're recording this right after the end of the Golden Globes. And, you know, before we get to Gangster Squad, I figured, you know, maybe we should go over the some of the winners here. We got
Let's recap it.
Let's recap.
The highlights.
Recap. We will never repeat that ever again. The show.
That was amazing.
I'll just do the film related ones, not the TV ones, and I'll go like kind of the order that they went in for like the main ones. Best actor in a supporting role, Christoph Waltz, Django Unchained.
Woo!
Kudos.
Good one. Well, I guess we'll do this. Score, Life of Pi, and best song, Skyfall.
Yeah,
like both those things. I just saw Life of Pi again actually last night, and I like that score quite a bit. Let's see where we got. Performance by an actress in a motion picture, Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbook.
Cool. She's very attractive in that film.
It's quite good.
She's very attractive all the time.
I never noticed until that film, really.
Agreed.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I figured she's like attractive, but I was like, wow, she's like really hot and with Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah,
she's like, very, very pretty. And she likes to eat a lot, and I appreciate that about her.
Hunger Games. actress in a supporting role, Anne Hathaway, Les Mis, kind of predictable. Not undeserved. She's pretty good.
Yeah.
Screenplay, Django Unchained, Quentin Tarantino.
Wee.
Crushed it. Foreign film, Amour. That was for a friend of the show, Maxwell Haddad, who was on his top 10 list.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Best animated film, Brave. Little confusing.
It's kind of weird.
But a little confusing, but at least it wasn't Hotel Transylvania, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Leah, that's a Sony movie, too, so I know I'm missing you, but...
That's all right, I'm over it.
All right. director, Ben Affleck, Argo, good for him.
Whoa.
Snubbed at the Oscars, but, you know, go Argo for yourself, right?
Yeah. What's a Golden Globe to an Oscar, right?
About 10 pounds, I don't know. best performance by an actor, Hugh Jackman in Les Miserables.
Is that how you pronounce it?
In a musical or comedy. According to the announcer on the Golden Globes, it's Les Miserables. That's how the announcer said it, so there you go.
Yeah, everyone was different. I thought it was hilarious.
He gave a good speech. I liked it. I like Hugh Jackman. He seems like a nice guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, Abe, you know? You,
is he a friend of the show now?
No, but you play squash event on the weekend sometimes, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, he's very good. And he helps you bench press.
Most motion picture musical or comedy, Les Miserables. Probably the one that I would. Well, it beat Salmon Fishing in the Yemen, so I guess that's something to cheer for.
But Moonrise Kingdom.
Moonrise Kingdom, yes, I would have liked to see that. Or pretty much any of the others. Best performance by an actress in a motion picture, Jessica Chastain, Zero Dark Thirty. Saw that again last night, too. She's really good in that movie.
I keep on seeing it over and over again.
We'll talk about that eventually.
Yes,
we will. Lincoln, Daniel Day-Lewis. Reverse those sentences, and you got the best performance by an actor in a motion picture.
Well, to be fair, I mean, he basically was Abraham Lincoln. Yep.
And winner, best picture, Argo, drama.
Yeah.
Argo, fuck yourself again.
There you go. That concludes the Out Now Fair Today of Golden Globe recap 2 days after the event actually occurred. Go recap, Golden Globes.
Recap.
Yeah. See, we're full of lies on the. We said we wouldn't do it again, but we did. You know who else is full of lies? Don Cheadle, winner, best actor for House of Lies. Boom! Did that.
Cloud Atlas, bitch!
Nailed it.
Oh, my lantern.
Anyway, let's get to know everybody. Where each week we ask each other a few questions to kind of set the tone for this podcast because you need the tone already, right? Better get to.
This tone needs help.
Oh, yeah. So now we're going to get to know everybody. So. Abe, you were really proud of your questions. I want to hear what they are. Let's start. Yeah. Start.
All right, Leah.
Yo.
From the dudes in this movie, what particular skill or trait would you want to have? Would you want to be the crack shot, the intel expert, the knife thrower, the car chaser downer, the cool guy who gets all the ladies, or the lonely Latino?
Or the mustache haver.
Well, I'd like to think that I'm already the cool guy that gets all the ladies. So, I would say probably the intel.
The intel guy, cool.
Yeah. Okay. My turn.
Here it is.
Aaron.
Yep.
Biggest surprise from the Oscar nominees.
The Oscar nominees, biggest surprise, Ben Zeitlin's nomination for Best Director for Beasts of the Southern Wild. That is one that took me completely off guard, especially since neither Bigelow or Affleck were nominated for Best Director.
Right. Okay.
And in terms of happiest, just because I want to answer that question, Clevenger Day Wallace for Beasts of the Southern Wild, that made me quite happy, and Paranorman nomination for this.
I know. So good.
All right, here we go. Leah.
Yes.
What's a movie with great hats?
Great
with
question.
Great hats?
With great hats. There's a lot of great fedoras and other hats in Gangster Squad. What's a movie?
Can I answer this question, too?
You can if you want to, but I would hear Leah's answer first.
I don't...
Great hats. Surely there's a movie where you're like, wow, there's some great hats in this movie.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's really not something that I think very often. you've stumped me.
Abe, what do you?
I mean, go to Abe first.
Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom.
Indiana Jones and the Temple.
Oh, yeah.
You got short rounds out with the New York Giants, is it? On the email. Thank you, email writer in her.
Sports and, teams.
That's the go-to, Abe. That's what you have.
It's the first one that popped in my head because we got the email.
I don't know. I keep thinking, like, automatically going to, like, period pieces. And, like, I watch Little Women over Christmas with my mom, and they have some fun hats and bonnets and stuff, question mark. That's a terrible answer. I'm very sorry.
There is no terrible answer on this show.
Unless it comes with certain people that we just don't invite back onto the show. But you've been on, so clearly you're doing something.
I have been on, even after the disaster that was Piranha 3DD. Mm. Okay, Abe.
Yeah.
It's now 2013. What is the film that you're looking forward to most this year?
Unfair, man.
Why is it unfair?
Because there's
so many films coming up.
You have to choose just one, Abe.
Okay, so top three.
No. You gave
three? Even harder.
You gave Abe a question. He's gonna answer it. What's the one movie, Abe?
The one movie for 2013 that I'm most looking forward to.
Texas Chainsaw already came out, so what's after that?
Ah, damn it! Yeah, I totally forgot that already came out. Oh man, I'm gonna go with Mama. No.
Well, Dad.
I'm just kidding. I really don't know. I mean, I want to say like.
What came to mind first? What was it?
Well, it was Thor. But
Thor 2, done. Next Thor question. 2.
There you
next,
go. Because next question.
Thor 2, because we like that. We like that Chris Hemsworth smile.
All right, Aaron.
Yo.
Who wins in a boxing fight in L.A.? Mickey Cohen or Predator from Predator 2? No plasma cannon.
Well, it's still Predator from Predator 2. He's like 8 feet
sure?
tall.
Sure.
He's like 8 feet tall. What Sean?
Yeah, Danny Glover like, took him down.
Sean Penn's like not. Well, yeah, but he was injured because they use guns. Like, Sean Penn's like 4'9". He's 1 inch taller than Tom Cruise.
Really?
He's tiny. Predator would hand, like, Predator would whip him with his dreadlocks. It'd be ridiculous. Abe, assume the gangster squad's, like, still together, and they're, like, really, like, super high off of getting Mickey Cohen. They're like, we gotta take more people down. Who would you like to see the gangster squad take on next?
Daredevil. Because, like, they'd be like, oh, man, he's all of a sudden turned into a bad guy, but he's blind. What do we do? We can't beat up a blind guy.
That's the kind of spontaneity that I really get confused by now.
Wow, what's your answer?
I was looking to you guys. I don't know. I was thinking, like, Hitler, even though it's after World War II.
But it's after World War II.
Right.
Reed Richards? I don't know.
Reed Richards.
I don't know where this is coming from either.
Fidel Castro, let's go to Cuba, guys. Like I watched
that. Yeah, I was hoping that you were going to ask, like, what are they doing now? And I was going to give you, like, a Three Kings response where, like...
Well, I didn't ask that, so we don't get to hear what that answer would have been. That's how you played everybody. That's how you do it. Sounds
yep.
fun. All right, let's do a little Out Now Quickies.
TM.
Out Now Quickies. A lot of movies come out every week. We don't get a chance to talk about all of them, but we do like to have a little quickie segment in case we did actually see a couple things and have a few words to say. Abe, any quickies?
I was starting to watch The Impossible, and then I stopped.
Good story.
Did you find it impossible to finish?
Wah, wah. No, I just ran out of time.
You ran out of time. All right. I did watch The Impossible, actually, and it's quite good. Quite tough. Tough to watch.
Uh-oh.
Not tough to watch. Jiro Dreams of Sushi. I watched that.
Oh, how'd you like it?
Oh, really?
I liked it quite a bit. And by the way, you named Jiro Dreams of Sushi, and so I instantly watch it. No one's come to my aid and watched Seeking a Friend for the End of the World yet. Like, I've been talking about that since June, and nobody went like, hey, I should go see that.
Well, I was going to see it, and then I was like, you know what?
But second you mentioned a movie, as a friend, I was like, all right, I should go see that. And there I did it. Boom. 1 week later.
What you're not hearing and listening to right now is I'm actually watching it as we're recording this podcast.
I also,
so kudos.
Joke's on you.
I saw Texas Chainsaw 3D also. That's a movie.
Okay.
Did you? No, really. What did you think?
It's terrible. It's a terrible movie. Oh, my God.
Worse than Prada 3DD?
No, it's not worse than Prada 3DD. because at least, like, the end of Texas Chainsaw becomes, like, hilarious, and Piranha's just never funny. So
is it hilarious on purpose, or, like, kind of, like, hilarious because it's just so ridiculous?
Did you just ask me if the last third of Texas Chainsaw 3D was purposely funny?
Yes.
No, it's not purposely funny. But it's certainly a movie. That's for sure. It's a movie. In 3D. Yep. It's been. There you go. Leah, any quick thoughts on any movies?
Nay. I recently saw Spinal Tap for the first time.
Really? Oh. This is Spinal Tap?
Yes.
That was Spinal Tap. Yeah.
It was fun. I feel working in the music industry that I had to see it, so I did, and it was great.
Boom.
Boom. Quickie.
All right. TM. Yeah. All right, let's get to movie trailer talk, where each week we discuss some of the newest trailers and, what we thought of them. Got two here. First one, this is Dead Man Down. This is a new film from the director of the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, starring the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Noomi Rapace, and Colin Farrell. Basically, Noomi Rapace catches Colin Farrell killing someone, and so she kind of blackmails him into killing someone that ruined her life to an extent, and various twisty plot things ensue, and Terrence Howard's there speaking in a soft voice as he does.
Tony, are you okay?
Tony
Stark.
I got what you did there. Yeah, that was, thanks for making it very obvious.
Making sure.
Okay. Well, speaking of making sure, Abe, what did you think? I don't know what that means, but speaking of that, Abe, what did you think of the trailer for Dead Man Down?
I thought that it was really overdramatic, and I think that it's primarily because there's a lot of slow motion scenes and you see a lot of running shotgun guys. But I do like Film District, so I'm kind of ambivalent on this trailer because Film District released movies like Drive and I can't think what else. but they do release some good movies, or they distribute some good movies. So I'm kind of mixed. I'm actually kind of mixed negative on it.
Okay. Thanks for telling what degree of mixed you were. Leah, what do you think?
I think it looks pretty meh. I've never been a huge fan of Colin Farrell. I don't know why, but I just never really have. I don't think I'll necessarily see this one in theaters, but it does look like Noomi is going to do a really great job. Just from like the minimal amount of acting that I did see in the trailer, but, yeah. Meh.
I'll say this. I really like this trailer. I don't know what the movie's going to be like, but I think the trailer's really cool. I don't think the movie's going to be as cool as the trailer kind of but for whoever cut the trailer together and was like, hey, we should use this song and put these scenes in it, good job that guy, because I think...
Good on you, mate.
I think people will be convinced by this trailer. So there you go. Dead Man Down. It opens March 8th, 2013. Next trailer, which comes at the same time as some news that just kind of broke about this movie. It's the new trailer for A Good Day to Die Hard. That's such a title to say, Die Hard. I can't.
That's such a title.
Die Hard 5 comes out.
Yep.
And this is the new trailer for it. I bring this up mainly because the news is out that it's probably going to be rated R, and that's pleasing to me. That's Die Hard. I mean, this, you got three Die Hards that are rated R, then you have Live Free to Die Hard. Did you like Live Free or Die Hard, Abe? Are you a fan of that one?
Is that the one with Justin Long?
Yeah.
I thought that it was okay. I don't really remember too much about it. But I remember seeing it.
Leah, are you a fan of the Die Hard franchise?
I didn't see any of the sequels. I've only seen the original.
Oh, okay. at least you've seen a Die Hard, so we can't...
Yes.
We're not going to eject you from the call just yet.
It's one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Boom. Okay, so you said the magic.
There you go.
Hazel, now you just have to be on the podcast all the time. That's the real
magic. I agree.
I know.
Like on a cold night when it's like really windy and rainy, I'll just start screaming Holly, because in part two that's what he says.
Holly! Oh. As like he's expecting to find her in the spoilers for the end of Die Hard. Die Hard.
Holly!
Don't die harder. Well, with that said, Die Hard, which there might be a little more about Die Hard coming in the near future, just saying. But the sequels, especially that third one, pretty good. Like those sequels. Fourth one, it's okay. I agree with Abe. It's decent. But back to basics with an R-rated Die Hard sequel, that makes me kind of positive. So with that said, Die Hard, new Die Hard trailer. Guys, what do you think?
Leah?
Bruce Willis is a beast, and he will continue to be beastly, I think. I don't know. It looks like super jam-packed with explosions and special effects and...
Another explosion!
Another explosion. Not a base explosion, but sort of similar. I don't know. Should be fun. I'm probably not going to see it, but should be fun for all of you manly men with your testosterone and stuff.
You're saying you're not going to go see this on Valentine's Day when it opens? This isn't the date?
No.
No?
No.
Abe?
A lot of explosions. I agree with Leah. As well as, it's kind of strange. I don't really see that dude as Bruce Willis' son, primarily because I just saw Jack Reacher, and now I think that he's like some kind of... He's like the number one hitman for the Zek.
For Werner Herzog, who talks like this with his accent because he's worried about the grizzly man.
I bit off my fingers. Yeah, that guy. So,
what?
Werner Herzog is the villain in Jack Reacher, and he has a German accent, and he's really slow.
He bit off all of his fingers in prison. But,
to save his fingerprint?
No, just because he was bored one day.
Dude, that was totally in Smoking Aces first.
Yeah, it's like his
pieces. No, he bit off his
whole finger.
He bit off his actual fingers.
Yeah, not just
Then he looks into the camera, he's like, screw you, Jill Conahan, and your Smoking Aces. It was a really weird meta moment for that movie.
It was like breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah. We're like, wow, this is really weird. Anyway, about Die Hard, I think he does look like Bruce Willis' son. I kind of like the choice of that. I prefer Willis on his own in Die Hard movies, but unless it's Sam Jackson, but that's not going to happen again. So, like, I would have preferred just Willis, but I mean, they got a guy that looks like his son. But and I do like that actor. Like, that actor is in the show Spartacus: Blood and Sand.
Yeah,
and I really like that guy in that show. So I'm like, all right, he's breaking out, so that's cool for him. But we'll see. I guess it does have explosions and things and. The promise of an R rating may seem like a silly thing to hope for, but John McClane swears. Mm-hmm. I want to hear John McClane say things. I want to hear him say yippee-ki-yay and all that. So good on the Fox if they go for an R rating on this one.
Did you ever watch it on TV back in the day where he's like...
Oh, yeah, hey, Mr. Falcon? That's the good
thing. Exactly.
Die Hard 2, instead of saying yippee-ki-yay, he says yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon. There's no Mr. Falcon in that movie.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Mr. Fallon. Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Fallon.
I like that the tagline in a lot of the posters I've seen for the movie just say yippee-ki-yay, Mother Russia.
Russia, right?
Yeah. We're back at war with the Russians.
I feel like they came up with the tagline first. They're like, all right, I guess we'll set the next one in Russia. Like, that was like their logic.
Yep.
Find out, though, on February 14th, Valentine's Day, of course, when Good Day to Die Hard does come out to theater. So there you go. We've been doing this for a while. Let's get to it, guys. Let's get to our film review for Gangster Squad.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Connor. It won't ever happen again. I swear to God.
You're talking to God, so you might as well swear to me.
It's Mickey Cohen's town. You're not going to change anything around here, Sarge.
We're losing Los Angeles to an eastern crook.
I'm the future.
This isn't a crime wave. It's enemy occupation. I need you to wage war against Mickey Cohen.
I'm looking to put a squad together.
I understand.
A small squad. Five, maybe six guys.
Going up against 40?
Well, you gotta die something.
All right, so that should have been some of the trailer for Gangster Squad. This is the new film from director Ruben Fleischer, starring a host of people, including Josh Brolin, Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, Anthony Mackie, Giovanni Ribisi, Nick Nolte. Sean Penn, that's the one I was looking for. just a lot of people. Basically, Sean Penn plays Mickey Cohen during the 1940s. He's a gangster. He's up to no good. He's trying to corrupt Los Angeles, but not according to Josh Brolin and his team of his squad that eliminated gangsters. Josh Brolin's basically recruited by the police chief, Nick Nolte, to kind of go off the books and form his own team of cops that are going to act as basically vigilantes, taking down Mickey Cohen's group and stuff off the books. No badges, no law, whatever. plenty of stylish action sequences, complete with fedoras and overcoats, ensue. So, with all that said, Leah, what did you think of Gangster Squad?
Okay, so my precursor to this, which I was trying to explain to Abe before he got cut off when we were speaking before we started, was I haven't seen very many movies this holiday season. I did get to see Cloud Atlas, and it was, like, the biggest mindfuck of my life. And it really just messed with my head a lot. Kind of, like, made me have sort of an existential crisis of sorts, and it was just really weird and uncalled for. But coincidentally, after that, the only movies that I saw in this past week, actually, were Django and Les Mis. And so after seeing Cloud Atlas and overanalyzing everything, I saw both of those films and overanalyzed every single piece of it. I dissected it, and I was like, I was trying to think of everyone else's preconceived notions about it and what I had heard, you know, being like, why am I not crying? Why am I not laughing? Why am I, you know, trying to remember where I've seen this actor before and not just paying attention to the film? And so I think that what I needed that whole time and what I should have done before seeing those two films was just see, like, a palate cleanser of sorts, like Gangster Squad. Like, it's such a great just cut and dry film. Like, there's nothing you can do to overanalyze it. It is what it is. And so for me to see it and to just spend 2 hours, you know, watching a pretty well done, just shoot 'em up film with the perfect amount of, like, you know, blood splattering fun and witty quips to keep me entertained was exactly what the doctor prescribed. So I'm, like, over the moon with how happy I was with this movie. And it's completely unwarranted and called for. But yeah, so there's that. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. I thought the acting was all pretty good across the board. And yeah.
I like when our guests have stories to tell about.
Yeah, I like those anecdotes.
It's way better than just Abe making up something about his movie experience. But Abe, what would you like to make up about your movie experience for Gangster Squad?
Well, I saw The Hobbit too, and we're not talking about The Hobbit. I'm confused. I thought that Gangster Squad was okay. It's kind of like what Leah had kind of alluded to. It's kind of very superficial and shallow. And I'm not too sure if they meant to do that because, again, I think that it's like a theme that for the past few weeks it seems to be tonally uneven because it's very jokey, but at the same time, it's also very serious. Like, it's almost as if Sean Penn is still, like, in his Mystic River role, and I don't know, he's just taking Mickey Cohen very seriously, and then he says stupid stuff like, hey!
You know the drill.
Hey!
Yeah, you know the drill with, like, a real drill. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then, you know, and the Giovanni Ribisi stuff, it's kind of just like, it's like McBain. And then I wasn't too sure, like, how I felt overall, because there are some, you know, moments of tension and some kind of, like, slow dramatic scenes. And so overall, I think it was okay. I kind of wasn't so crazy about it. But, you know, it is what it is, like what Leah said. And it's kind of just superficial skim, because you dive into this whole entire finding Mickey Cohen and destroying his racketeering schemes, which is supposed to probably take, you know, a few years, but they just, like, jump right through a bunch of montage stuff. And yeah, I mean, like, all these guys, they seem to have, like, an expertise, which is very strange for, like, a movie that's trying to be serious, because the first frame is, like, inspired by true events. And so it's kind of just weird and uneven. I'm okay with it. It wasn't very good, but at the same time, I'm not telling people to, like, you gotta go see this.
Yeah, I do think it's uneven, and I'm more negative than you are on it. I don't hate the movie. I saw this movie with friend of the show Scott Mendelson, actually, and we walked in and we kind of expected it to be, like, stylish, fun, but, like, really dumb. And that's exactly what we walked out thinking. Like, it was very stylish in its scenes, and it had some action that was like, hey, this is, look how cool in slow motion we are. And then it had, like, its fun factor of this is kind of goofy, but then it's just there's so much dumb things in this movie. There's so many dumb things in this movie in terms of just kind of the dialogue and like character beats where you just, it's hard to take it seriously. Even the movie seems to want to be serious, but cartoony at the same, it's just trying to be a couple different things at once. It's trying to be both Dick Tracy and LA Confidential, but it can't be both of those movies because those are wildly different in what they
very good movies as well.
Yeah, they're also very good movies, which is something that this movie has a problem with. It tries to kind of take elements from so many other good gangster movies that it just kind of has no identity. And Sean Penn is hilariously over the top of this movie, and I was kind of like, he's so sinking his teeth into every like scene in this movie that it kind of made me forgive a lot of the other members of the cast that were kind of boring. Like Josh Brolin, like, he has a square jaw, so you know he's the lead. Ryan Gosling seemed to be having some fun because he was almost kind of parodying a kind of performance that he would play in this kind of, like, it was just weird. And then you have like everyone else who just doesn't matter. Like Anthony Mackie, he's just black cop. With knife throwing action, and he's black cop because it's like a very progressive gangster squad. That's what
it is.
Mm-hmm. Giovanni Ribisi's nerd character, T-1000's just old man that shoots well, and poor Michael Pena just kind of sits back and does nothing in this movie.
Yeah, the lonely Latino, who's like, all right, well, I guess I'll just tag along because I'm a rascal.
I'll just shoot where they're gonna be. I got it. All right. And Navidad. So yeah, Navidad.
Right.
But like
the movie.
But like I couldn't help but like not laugh at a lot of the movie. Like it.
Yeah, that's what I loved so much about it. I thought it was really like a lot of the things that they were doing that were making me laugh. I was legitimately laughing. Like I thought it was actually really funny.
Like
and very clever.
I just couldn't contained by, like, whenever Nick Nolte was on screen, I died laughing. He attempts English but fails so many times in this movie, it's ridiculous. I really hope that a Nick Nolte clip plays after I finish a sentence, but, like, it's just, he's, like, so, like, what dialogue does he have? It's just, like, it's inaudible.
He's still in warrior mode.
There's a scene where he arrives. He's good in warrior, though. Like, and I understand what he's talking about.
He had a stroke, okay? Leave him alone.
There's a scene where Nick Nolte, like, arrives in his pajamas at a barbecue and, like,
yes!
It's like, what's happening, right?
I was just cracking up in that line because he's like, looks like you guys need some more burgers or whatever, but I was never here.
Yeah.
I was like, what the? Who writes this? I was like chuckling to myself in the theater. Nobody else was chuckling. I was just like, am I the only person that finds this funny?
I was at a screening full of critics too, so I was like, I feel like some people got the joke because we were like kind of laughing. It was like, this is happening, guys. Like, we're in on this one.
Right.
But LA jokes too. It's like, oh, I was going to die in Burbank.
Jokes.
Right. So many Burbank jokes.
It's like, wah, wah.
I mean, there's only two. I just kept waiting for the rule. If they didn't even understand the rule of three, I was waiting for that final Burbank joke to just crush it. But
should have just burned down Burbank.
The Emma Stone in this movie. Why is Emma Stone in this movie?
Because she wanted to make out with Ryan Gosling again.
Again, I guess. But like,
I would take that opportunity in a heartbeat.
I'm Jerry.
Say, Jerry, I bet you got a ducky war story behind that lighter.
Yeah, sure, I got stories. I got shot down once over the Pacific. I spent the night hanging onto the wing of the plane and I had sharks bumping my legs in the dark. Are you weak in the knees yet?
Sure I am. Let's see, you're not quite big enough to be a Shylock. I give up. What's your racket, handsome?
My racket is, I'm a Bible salesman.
You want to take me away from all this and make an honest woman out of me?
No, ma'am. I was just hoping to take you to bed.
Emma Stone, I like Emma Stone. I think
it wasn't a good role for her.
It wasn't. Like, cause she's, what I like about Emma Stone is she's a funny person. Like,
she's funny and charming and alluring.
And she doesn't do any of that in this movie. She just plays,
she
plays bombshell character, but if you're going to play bombshell character and have nothing else written for you, there are plenty of other actresses that are also very good looking and probably more age appropriate for Sean Penn's mistress, like, to be in the movie as the, you know, the
love. That's interesting.
Betty White.
And she played such a vital role in the film, but her performance was just kind of like fell flat.
Yeah. But I mean, like, to the director's credit, Ruben Fleischer, I mean, I liked Zombieland, and I know we've reviewed 30 Minutes or Less, and you know, he's got a
with
he's got
Leah,
a distinct
style. Actually.
With yeah. And
yeah.
So he's,
yeah.
He's got like the distinct style, and I liked his direction kinda overall, but
see, no, that's where I get it again. Like, there's handful of scenes that are like, oh yeah, okay, these are interesting, just because like, okay, the stylish stuff is here. But there's like weird scenes at the end where like it's suddenly like weird digital photography where it's very noticeable. It's creepy up.
Yeah.
And,
is
that because they had to change it up?
And, no, that okay. So there's that there. What you're referring to, because I'll just explain to listeners that may not be knowing, that may not know. In Gangster Squad, the movie was pushed from September to January because there was a scene that involved gangsters coming out of a theater screen and shooting at an audience, and that was obviously you kind of bring to mind.
That's
like,
a great at the time.
Yeah, not at that time, it'd be like that's a little close to Aurora, which would be unfortunate. So they moved it and they changed the scene to now it's like a now it's a Chinatown shootout. That's the scene that they changed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the climax of the movie, which takes place in a hotel, that's like the end, like, and then following that, like, afterwards, there's a fight that happens outside the hotel. There's just, it's like, the camera's suddenly, like, really digital, and it's like, what's happening?
Fun,
like, it looked really just weird, and that's why I feel like the movie's just uneven to me. It's just, like, it doesn't even know what kind of style it wants to go for.
But not only that, but I mean, like, I was uneven, just in terms of the whole entire movie beginning, and it's just...
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, that helps. I mean,
It's just weird because, you know, you've got these serious dialogues and then these serious things that happen, but all these little jokes in between, and I don't really know what's going on. Sean Penn, are you, like, a crazy dude? And, yeah, you are, but I don't know. It's like, Josh Brolin, leave these at home. And then they go and raid, like, the casino Merbank. Oh, no, there's cops here! What do we do? Oh.
Yeah, the thing about the gangster squad is that they're really terrible at there being a gangster squad at the beginning. Like
at the beginning, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we get, like, the montage of, like, oh, now we get the montage scene.
Well, you get a lot of montages.
Yeah, where you don't...
Yeah, there's quite a few.
You don't really see them work as a team. You just see them kind of like, hey, we're doing this, and we're really successful now.
Hey, we're really good at this.
And it's... I wish it was more cartoony. I wish it was more goofy. I wish it had...
Right.
Because it's obviously not going to work as a serious movie. So, like, why not just go all way over the top? Make it a cartoon. Make it a comic book movie. Like, that...
Yeah. And if it was more cartoony, I think I'd be more down with that.
I would have, yeah. I would have been happy laughing with the movie as opposed to at it, so.
Yeah, me too. But I did feel as though they kind of took things, like, really weird, like the shoeshine kid, and I was like,
repeat.
Huh, why did they have to do that? What did he ever do to anybody?
Repeat.
Yeah, repeat, yeah.
He's
just shoes. And I like Ryan Gosling's lines with him. It's like, oh, Pete, you mean repeat? Get out of here, kid.
I like Ryan Gosling's, like, he's early on, he's, like, about to shoot Mickey Cohen, and then, like, his friend literally stops him, and I was expecting him to say, wait, there's 90 minutes of movie left. Like, that's the only reason there he couldn't shoot him in the club at that scene.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I still really enjoyed it. I know it has a fair amount of shortcomings, but, like, it's so weird to me that, like, the one time that the what's his face's character dies, the what's his name, I forget.
I don't know who you're referring to.
No, the intel guy.
Oh yeah, okay, sure.
If you want
okay,
me to
so
remember
his character
names,
dies
character.
and then Josh Brolin goes and, like, you know, consoles his son.
Yeah,
like, I got a little choked up right there.
I was kind of hesitant.
Well, just for me, like, personally, after seeing Les Mis and not shedding a single tear or feeling compelled to, I was like, what is happening in my life? what is wrong with me?
Yes.
But
scene, like, he goes and beats up, like, a bike, and I was like, dude, what are you doing? Your dad built that bike!
Yeah.
But it's just, like, one of those scenes where it's, they're just obviously pulling you, Leah. They're, like, tugging on your emotional strings.
The music.
I know they are.
The music wells
like,
up.
Resisting. And then finally the kid just starts crying into Josh Brolin's shoulder. It's like, come on, man.
But I was like, aw.
I'll say this. I liked Brolin's wife in this movie. I play by Muriel Enos. She's on AMC's The Killing. And her role, it's not like that it's the best written part, but I like how she plays into the story, and she has a couple good scenes, I think, with Roland and with Gosling. She's like one scene with Gosling that's like pretty...
Yeah, that was good.
Pretty good. Like,
that she mentions, like, oh yeah, and I don't know where Michael Peña's character showed up from.
Yeah, it just... Yeah. Oh, that's
a racist statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. They may have a black guy in the gangster squad, but they're not entirely welcome to Latinos in the gangster squad, apparently.
I'm like, come on, nah.
Not yet. Too soon.
Yeah. But I did like, whatchamacallit, how, like, the buddy of Ryan Gosling, who's also, like, an enforcer, he's just, like, he stands up, and then that's, like, the whole entire climax of the reason why Mickey Cohen goes down is because somebody finally saw Mickey Cohen kill someone. And you're going down. It's like a Matlock episode.
There's so many reasons why he should go. Like, the movie, like, it says based on true events, but there's no real, like, this movie doesn't make any sense in terms of what happened in real life.
Right.
L.A., and he was racketeer.
Yeah, it's like they read the back of the book that this movie was based on. It's like, okay, I got this. But that said, what you're saying, Leah, that you enjoyed it overall, I did. I had fun watching this movie. Like, it's hard for me to say, like, this terrible, because it's not, like, there's certainly a lot to credit for in terms of, like, it's, you know, its production design and its style and kind of certain things involved in it. And just because it's genuinely fun to watch, even if it's,
right.
even if it's really, really dumb, which it really, really is. So it,
right.
I can't say that I didn't have a good time in theater watching Gangster Squad.
See, I wish that I had, or I wish that people had known what kind of movie this was so that I could have more fun with the audience laughing at things instead of feeling ultra tense. I didn't feel tense because I thought it was ridiculous when there's a drill and then all of a sudden, like, you know, blood splat. And I was like, this is weird. But the audience was just like, oh, Mickey Cohen's such a bad guy. And I was like, please, just laugh with me. But again, that goes to the tone of the film.
I'll give you a secret, Abe. I never feel bad about what the audience is feeling. I'm gonna laugh at stupid movies if I'm gonna laugh at stupid movies.
Yeah, I just wanted to have a good time with people, and people were really like, yeah, this is so serious. I can't believe L.A. was like this. And I was like, L.A.'s not like this.
What? No.
Go see a better movie like L.A. Confidential, where I think they even mentioned Mickey Cohen in L.A. Confidential.
They do, yeah.
But he's just not in the movie, but, you know, yeah, it's a wildly better movie.
All right, I think we've said what we had to say about Gangster Squad. Let's get to our rating. Each week on Out Now with Aaron and Abe, we try to rate movies based on when you should go and see them, and we have a scale that goes from IMAX to theater, dollar theater, Netflix, HBO, TV, or just kind of forget about it. Leah, where on that scale would you put Gangster Squad?
I mean, I don't think it needs to be seen in theaters by any means, but I would say, like, you know, Netflix it when you can, when
Boom.
It comes out.
Netflix.
I think it's fun and worth seeing.
All right. Abe?
I'd say HBO. It's not really anything that I would want to waste an instant queue or, like, a DVD queue for.
It takes so much work.
It makes it sound so much harsher than it needs to.
I mean, I'd rather see the movie right after it.
Yeah, I would say Netflix as well. I think that's a fair place to be like, all right, this is, I've heard a lot about this Gangster Squad. I guess I'll put it in my queue now. Get that Blu-ray because it'll probably look good. So, yeah, those are our ratings for Gangster Squad in theaters. Now, you know, feel free to write in about it. I'm curious to hear what other people thought of Gangster Squad. I've been reading a lot about it. I've been so curious about the reaction to Gangster Squad because it's so, like, all over the place that I'm just, I like hearing more and more opinions on it. So,
yeah.
But now let's do a little movie callback.
Callback.
We bring in a discussion about some movies that may have related to the main feature of the week that we, you know, thought of while watching it or afterwards. And I've already mentioned a couple. Dick Tracy and L.A. Confidential for me came to mind pretty easily just because the movie was trying to be both of those things. Also, The Untouchables and Mobsters with Richard Grieco.
Yeah. I'm going to admit I'm not very well versed in gangster films. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen Godfather and, you know, like Reservoir Dogs, I guess, is a gangster film,
yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So those are the only two that I've seen that I think can really relate. But, yeah. Meh.
Abraham.
You know, all the movies that we've mentioned are very good. But, I mean, I would more liken this to those – it's kind of like those television episodes where they kind of do the noir thing. So kind of like a Rugrats episode where they go
where the show, like, which is generally in color, is all of a sudden black and white, and they start going,
yeah, exactly,
see?
Yeah, because that's what I felt in this movie.
Well, we're doing a gangster episode.
It's like, yeah. Who stole the milk, see?
Everyone's Edward G. Robinson.
Yeah, and then, you know, you got the femme fatale, who is actually the one that did everything, which is going to be Angelica.
Angelica.
Yeah. You just stop writing dialogue. Do you just start writing? Meow, just M M W A A A.
But yeah, it's you know this again. I think that this movie was supposed to be serious, and they're like, you know what? Let's just make it a joke. And yeah, I would never tell somebody this kind of reminds me of L.A. Confidential because it does. But at the same time, it's also like, don't see this one. See L.A. Confidential. It's much better. Just go see a Rugrats episode.
Yeah.
See?
So let's do a little box office here. Each week we try to go over the box office results and see if our previous predictions were anywhere near. Abe, do you remember what you predicted for Gangster Squad?
I do. I think I predicted. I can't remember because we didn't predict Gangster
Squad. I know. I was trying to throw you off and see what you'd do. We haven't done box office in a while just because it's been holiday schedules are weird and we've had weird episodes. But
weird.
To just say what happened at the box office this weekend. Gangster Squad was one of three movies that went to wide release. The other was Zero Dark Thirty, which was number one with $24 million. Haunted House with the Marlon Wayans spoof comedy thing, which was second place with $18 million. It only cost $2.5 million, so I guess...
Yeah, that's a great return.
Pretty good, damn. Even though I have no interest in seeing the movie whatsoever. And then Gangster Squad, third place, $16 million. And probably unexpected, because Gangster Squad's the big high-profile release of the week, and Haunted House is like, hey, it's a spoof movie from Marlon Wayans. But that happened. And so there you go, Gangster Squad. We'll see how it. There's a lot of movies coming out in January. Even though January, sucks, there's a lot of movies coming out in January. So I don't know how well Gangster Squad's going to do overall. But nor do I care that much. But behind that, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, The Hobbit, Lincoln, all those making money.
Lincoln's still in the top 10.
Lincoln's still in the top 10.
Great.
Lincoln got.
I need to contribute that to that next week.
Lincoln got the Oscar bump because it got nominated for a bunch of stuff this week. So,
True.
Where did Silver Linings end up?
Silver Linings, it got a slight bump, but it's not even wide yet. Like the movie next week is supposed to go like actually wide. So,
Oh really?
Yeah, no, Silver Linings Playbook hasn't gone wide at all. It's expanded, but it hasn't gone wide, which is why one would think that. It's going to have a lot of momentum going into the Oscars, and it wouldn't be too unwise to bet against it. Just saying.
Are you saying that you work for PricewaterhouseCooper?
No, I'm saying. I'm saying Harvey Weinstein he knows what he's doing.
Is he going to rig everything?
He just straight up murders people. Jennifer Lawrence, but
takes him out.
Yeah, but yeah, that's box office. So there you go. And what is? What time?
Oh, Aaron, I don't know if we have we actually officially done games?
Good Lord!
It is time for... Leah, what time is it?
Games!
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Games! Right. I got a new game, guys.
Uh-oh.
This is maybe my favorite title of a game that I've made yet.
Uh-oh.
It's called this game is called Gangster or Gangsta?
Uh-oh.
So, Gangster or Gangsta.
Can we just watch the Rugrats episode?
No. The purpose of this game, I have lines from gangster movies, and I have lyrics from gangster rap songs. So you have to guess if it's a gangster movie or a gangster rap song. This is maybe my favorite game that I've made.
This is incredible.
And it's not. It's only like 13. It's not a staggering 28 like with the Les Mis quiz.
Or the Unchained thing.
Off the chain. Off the chain. All right, gangster or gangsta? Don't you compare me, because there ain't nobody near me.
Gangsta.
You're both saying gangsta?
Yeah.
Yes. You're both correct.
Right. Who was that?
I didn't write who. it would take me too long.
It
might have been Drake. It's not Drake. That'd be weird.
It's not Drake.
Okay. Gangster or gangsta? Don't ever take sides of anyone against the family again.
Gangster.
Gangster is correct.
What was that?
You're both tied. That's Godfather.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Gangster or gangsta? You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
Gangsta.
That's Eminem.
It's Eminem. Gangsta is correct.
Slim Shady.
gangster or gangsta? I like the way you're walking if you're walking my way.
Gang. Oh. I want to say gangster.
It's gangsta.
Yeah.
Thea gets the point. I made the first three easy. Now they're all getting harder.
Uh-oh.
If you bend the truth or I think you're bending the truth, I'll kill you. If you're getting anything, I'll kill you.
Gangster.
Leah, what'd you say?
Stir.
It's gangster.
Yes.
Oui.
All right. I'm gonna try to. I'm not gonna try to read these all as gangsta songs, but I might. $3,200 he gave me. $3,200 for a lifetime. It wasn't even enough to pay for the coffin.
Gangster.
Gangster is correct.
Source?
What was that? That was Goodfellas.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
Okay. It ain't about my persona. Ain't nothing like a man.
Gangsta.
It is gangsta.
Yeah.
All right. I ain't so tough.
That's it.
I ain't so tough.
That's it?
Yep.
Gangsta.
I'm gonna say gangster.
It is gangster.
Yeah!
Leah ahead by two.
He's ahead by two.
I've won them all.
Well, you mostly tied them all, but Leah's yet to be wrong. I'll put it that way.
I'm undefeated.
All right, here we go. He hurt you. He hurt you. He hurt everybody.
Gangster.
Gangsta.
It is gangster.
Yeah.
Undefeated. Just like the Mighty Ducks.
They were defeated. They're not undefeated. They won the game that counts, but they're not undefeated.
Quack.
Yeah, Gordon Bombay. Is when the fire dies down, what you gonna do?
Gangsta.
It's gangsta. Alright, here we go. I shoot the dead. Dead bodies, that is. I don't kill them.
Gangster.
That is gangster. Two more. You need more than guts to be a good gangster. You need ideas.
Gangster.
It's gangster. All right.
Last one.
Everything looking good to the people of the world, but the mafia family is my boss.
Aaron Neuwirth. Oh, was it Aaron?
No. Gangsta. Gangster.
I'm gonna say gangsta.
It's gangsta.
Yeah.
Damn!
It wins the last one, but Leo is the winner of gangster.
Woo! Sweet.
Like a 90th percentile. Yeah, good job, Leo.
Thanks.
Boom!
Did it.
Alright.
Chase, you did.
You're a gangster.
I'm a gangster.
Would you say it feels good to be a gangster?
I would say that it feels good, yeah.
Yeah?
It does feel good to be a gangster.
Better than all those
ones. Yeah, it feels good to be a gangster.
Right. So that's how you play games. Okay, what do we got going here? Let's see. Out Now presents What's Out Now. We talk about, you know, some movies that are coming out now on Blu-ray or DVD. Taken 2 comes out this week, guys. Taken 2. Still Taken. And
is it worth it?
Frank and Weenie came out also. No, but we talked about both of those in episode 76 of the podcast, so feel free to check it out, because I believe our Taken 2 conversation was pretty entertaining. And but yeah, Taken 2 comes out, and that's not a good movie. But But yeah, okay. Next week. What's going on next week? Jeez, Abe and I have so many things.
So many things. So many things wrap up. The year 2012.
We're still wrapping up 2012. I mean, you probably just heard our top 10 episode, which I assume was a lot of fun to listen to. all several hours of it.
All 2.5-3 hours of it.
But we still got our Out Now Awards thing that we're doing that's going to come soon. We're excited for that.
We are.
Yeah. And then we're going to do a review of Zero Dark Thirty, finally, since everyone, you know, will have had a chance to see it.
Everybody this time. Everybody.
Yeah. And
everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And
nice.
I mean, there is a new Arnold movie coming out, The Last Stand, so...
Arnold.
We'll see if we can get around to that, too. So, but, yeah, okay, so that's going to do it this week for Out Now, Farron and Abe. You can find more of my work on my personal blog, thecodeofzeke.com, where you can find all my written movie reviews, as well as at wiseofblue.com for Blu-ray reviews, and... you can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/AaronsPS3. I guess I gotta plug this board. Just seen it. I am on that show occasionally, and that's on it's on PBS and expanding nationwide actually in January. So there you go.
Show Liz
Manischel. That's a
Liz Manischel and Sean Wright. So yeah, if you like seeing me on the TV, I'm in that area. Abe.
You can find more fun stuff at warsmith.blogspot.com, including my Slowpoke movie reviews, which come out weeks after the movie was released, and twitter.com/AaronsPS3.
What a great gimmick Abe has. He reviews movies weeks after they've come out and like been reviewed by everybody. So if you're like, "Huh, I just saw Argo," and like Abe's like, "You know what? I just wrote a review
it's,
about
you
Argo."
You know what? It's movie reviews for the common man who sees movies every week like we do, right?
Am I right?
Right. Leah, where can people find more of your work?
Well, I don't have much work these days, but if you think I'm super cute and funny, you can follow me on Twitter at @ZOMG_its_Leah, L-E-A-H, or leahdeuce.tumblr.com.
Boom. And, of course, you can find all the other episodes of this podcast on iTunes, also at hhwlod.com. You can find our show as well as the other shows there, including the Legion of Dudes, and they just had their award show, The Duties. Hilarious title. They awarded the best comics, movies, and TV shows and what have you, voted on by their listeners, actually. It's a fun episode, so check that one out. And let's see, outnow.podomatic.com. You can find most of the newest episodes there and some exclusives. OutNow YouTube page, Abe?
YouTube is youtube.com/OutNowPodcast. And basically, it's the main review. I've got it updated, starting with the collection from a month
back
ago.
In November.
Yeah. But it's going to get done because we've just been really busy this holiday season.
And, of course, follow and like our pages, facebook.com/outnowpodcast and twitter.com/outnow_podcast. We have all the updates, what have you there, and it's fun to do things on those pages and interact with our listeners. So, yeah, feel free to, you know, go on those pages. Also, email us, outnowpodcast@gmail.com. Did you like Gangster Squad? Did you like the hats? Did you like the hats? Did you? Where are the chems? Anyway.
Where are the hats?
Yeah, feel free to email us. We love getting emails. It's fun to answer them and, you know, read them out on the show. So we're happy to do that. And I think that's going to be it. Leah, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Leah.
Of course. Happy New Year, all.
Happy New Year. And hope to have you back soon at some point.
Of course.
And, yeah, until next time, so long.
And goodbye.
Bye.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know.
Recap.